Welcome, welcome, welcome to E2T, Explore, Experience, Thrive, Be Adventure. I'm Marcy Nault, and on this show, we talk about going after our dreams, living outside of society's rules, living by our own deepest desires. We talk about aligning our time and our finances with our dreams. I hope you tuned in for Anna Levesque's last episode. She is absolutely mind-blowingly amazing in what she's accomplished in life and how she teaches us to change the stories in our own heads and listen to the facts, not the things that terrify us. There's so much that our brains do to control our own safety. Right? So when you're really thinking about it, most of the time, your brain is just thinking about how it can remain safe in the world. And safe to your brain, your ancient part of your brain, means, drum roll please, you follow community and tribe. Yes, your brain, because as a baby, it had to survive, and the only way it could survive was being surrounded by people who took care of you. So very early on, and also genetically, we are conditioned to consistently go with the tribe's mentality. So what does that mean? We get programmed so early on of what the path of life is supposed to be. I have been watching movies lately about people who kind of open up adventure sports. They are kind of the, well, I hate to say it, the fathers or the grandfathers of adventure sports like rock climbing, whitewater kayaking. And it's just been probably in the last 20 years that women have also been making their mark on adventure sports, right? But when you look at the history of the people that walked away from society, I mean, the history of rock climbing were the dirtbags. The dirtbags went and they lived in Yosemite. They lived off of like ketchup packets and butter that they could get out of the general store. Most of the time they weren't making any money. And all they cared about, they didn't care about things or what they looked like or heck, even bathing most of the time. They had a passion for nature and for climbing rocks. That's it. Now, looking back, we're talking the 50s, where everybody was all about the cookie cutter home and the perfect wife and the perfect children and the guy coming home with his briefcase. And that was what life was about. It was about safety and security, about being perfect. And there were these people living like bums. They were living homeless on purpose to live out their passions. They were so outside of society that no one even wanted to really talk about them. Because of these people, there are now rock gyms all across the world where people go and work out by bouldering and climbing rocks. I have a friend who rock climbs. He's never once been out on an actual wall. He loves to rock climb, but he's never been out in nature. And I think the dirt bags would just like shake their head at the fact that these people are only in gyms. But what happened when this one group stepped out and said, I'm not going to live like everybody else. I'm going to just live my passion every single day. I don't care if I get hurt. I don't care if I die. I'm going to do it because I want to stretch my limits. I want to become better at what I do. I want to enjoy it every single moment, every single day. And I want to be around people that love the same things. The next generation came. And because that doorway had opened, they could live this way. And they began, and then the next generation. And they pushed the boundaries even further until finally we have this guy who's doing free soloing up the face of El Capitan and traveling all over the world, just hanging off of ledges, making a lot of money at it. And now this is part of our culture. Now, I'm not saying that to live an extraordinary life, you have to go and hang off of rocks or live out of a car or a van life. But so many people live their lives so afraid of becoming homeless, of having to live out of their cars, of, you know, being outside of society. And here are these people that literally chose it because they felt that it was a better life for them. Now, it's not a life I would choose. Absolutely not. My niece, she's dying to live van life. Like, she thinks it's going to be the greatest thing on earth. She doesn't want to be tied to anything. Yeah, she's me personified. I like to have a house, a tree branch to jump off of, okay? So everybody does their dreams in very different ways. For some people, it is the career. They want that career more than anything. If you look at the life of Steve Jobs, I watched the biography of him the other day, and it was like all he cared about was being the genius of the computer industry. And when you really look at it, Steve Jobs never actually created anything. He created designs of the box for the things to go into. And he ignited an entire new way of living because of his vision. And when you really look at his life and how often he failed more than he succeeded. And in the end, changed our entire world. Some would think not so much for the good, as we're all stuck in our iPhones and our phones and unable to get out of them. It is the people who are willing to listen to their deepest desires, to go outside the norm, that actually live their best lives. And that does not mean that they don't face tremendous failure. Failure after failure, fall after fall, opening the doors for more and more innovation. And the only way to be innovative in your life, in business, in any of it, is to break up with the rules of what needs to happen in your life that was designed when you were 3 years old and thought, hey, I need to be protected. So if there is something that you are dying to do, whether it's just take a trip someplace or strike out on your own or start that business or write that novel or take that dance class or speak up for yourself even, realize that living within the norm, living within the box of what's supposed to happen is only okay if it is truly what you desire. So today, remember, you have one life, one body, one playground earth. There are a bajillion, zillion things to go out and experience today. So go out and have an adventure. I'm Marcy Nault, and if you want to start your bucket list life journey, if you want to map out a list of dreams and know how to go after them, you can go to marcynault.com. And if you want to start your day with the best coffee in the world, go to e2tcoffee.com. I'll see you next time.